It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We're talking.
Senators Bernie Sanders and Joe Manchin emerged from a meeting Monday evening as they try to come to an agreement on moving forward with the human infrastructure part of the two-part Build Back Better plan. On Tuesday, President Biden will host a number of members of Congress throughout the day, again trying to reach a final compromise. I'm thinking they must be fairly confident, as Biden has agreed to participate in a CNN town hall Thursday night. Stay tuned. Well, the House is back in session on Tuesday. The select committee working on the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, dealing with what to do about Steve Bannon and the others who failed to comply with the congressional subpoena. The committee issued a report yesterday. It details how Bannon evaded the committee's subpoena request and could be used to set up a vote today to hold Bannon in criminal contempt for not complying. The committee could also use this information to force Bannon to testify and as a warning to Trump's other allies that the committee wants to question. As part of the process, on Monday, the committee released a resolution that will be voted on. The committee's asserting that Bannon, a former Trump aide and podcast host, has no legal standing to ignore the subpoena, even as Trump's lawyer has argued that Bannon should not disclose information because it's protected by the privilege of the former president's office. Huh? Meanwhile, the former guy, true to form, filed his own lawsuit yesterday seeking to block the release of documents related to the January 6th attack. The select committee investigating the insurrection wants documents on all activities at Trump's White House during the riot and other information on his efforts to overturn President Biden's victory in the November election. Trump said in his lawsuit that the committee's demand was, quote, almost limitless in scope, seeking unrelated material on a, quote, vexatious illegal fishing expedition that was untethered from any legitimate legislative purpose. Yeah, he knows all those words. The Biden administration has cleared those documents for release, saying the seriousness of the attack justified waiving the privilege normally protecting White House communications. Speaking of the former guy in lawsuits, the orange one sat for his first deposition under oath since before he took office in 2017. It was in a 2015 lawsuit filed by protesters who accused the then-candidate's security guards of assault. Well, just moments after the news broke Monday morning that former Secretary of State Colin Powell had died, a death deemed COVID-related, that the liars over at Fox started using it to further raise doubts about the vaccine. Anchor John Roberts tweeting that Powell's death raises new concerns about the vaccine's efficacy. The fact is that Powell suffered from multiple myeloma, a cancer of the blood that suppresses the immune system. Oh, and Parkinson's too. Roberts since deleted his tweet, but he was far from alone. Others of his ilk made similar statements. In fact, Tucker Carlson told his audience that Powell's death was more proof that Americans are, quote, being lied to about the vaccines. Why is that man still on the air? But the prize for the most insensitive reaction to the death of a notable American comes from the former guy. Oh, yeah. He issued a statement saying, quote,
wonderful to see Colin Powell, who made big mistakes on Iraq and famously so-called weapons of mass destruction, be treated in death so beautifully by the fake news media. Hope that happens to me someday. He was a classic rhino, if even that, always being the first to attack other Republicans. He made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace.
You can't make this stuff up. In other vaccination news, a third of Chicago's police officers, about 4,500, haven't disclosed their COVID vaccine status by the city-required deadline, now setting up a dispute that could lead to more firings. Of the police department employees who've reported their status, roughly 84% were fully vaccinated, that according to city data. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration may soon allow Americans to be inoculated with a different type of COVID-19 vaccine as a booster shot than what they originally received. This would be particularly notable for those who received the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so they could get a booster of Pfizer or Moderna. By the way, infections and hospitalizations are down globally. But possible mutations have scientists issuing warnings that the pandemic is still far from over. In election news, Texas Republicans approved redrawn U.S. House maps that shockingly favor incumbents and decrease political representation for growing minority communities, even as Latinos drive much of the growth in the country's largest red state. Civil rights groups sued before Republican lawmakers were even done with this partisan project. Speaking of partisan projects, Sinclair Broadcasting, one of the nation's largest purveyors of right-wing propaganda, was hit by a ransomware attack. It started Saturday, and by Monday, virtually all of its 185 television stations in 86 markets were affected. One reporter said, quote, "Still no email, phones, file, video, or graphics. They expect us to keep broadcasting as if we aren't down. In my 10 years, I've never seen anything quite like it." I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.